Last time, we began the topic of tree maintenance during Shemitah and talked about acts which are mutter, which are allowed because of hefsek. If you didn't do them, there would be a loss. So we began by talking about allowing watering during Shemitah because of loss, and that was the Gemara in the beginning of Moikadon, Beis and Beis, Gimel and Aleph, about the Beis HaShlachan. We defined what a Beis HaShlachan is. We saw also Moikadon Vavum at Beis about dense population of trees, allowing you to water the entire field versus drawing water from tree to tree. And then we wanted to extend beyond that to other Malachos Derabanan for trees, beyond watering, Bishum Seda, in order to avert loss. And what we said was that according to the Rash, it is mutter, and the Chazon Ish says that this is the view of the Rambam as well, that one is allowed to do this, although the Chazon Ish, as we'll see, I hope today, is not saying that because of Pseida, because of loss. He's going to say it because of a separate reason. Now, according to the Mishmeres HaShavias, and this is where we get into new material, according to the Mishmeres HaShavias, there are those who prohibit other malachos derabanan for the sake of avoiding pseida. Watering, yes. Other malachos derabanan, no. But I'm going to show you three of his sources, and I'm not clear on why any of them, actually two of his sources, I'll show you one of them I didn't bring. But I'm not sure they're saying what he says they are saying. So one of them is, on your sheet, it's the Chidushe Haran. You want Sosiyat Aleph. Okay, so it's the Ran on Moikat and Gimel and Aleph. I say Chidushe Haran, meaning as opposed to the Ran on the rib. That's not what we're talking about. So take a look at what he says in terms of why watering is unique. Okay, he says, like the Mishmeres HaShavias says, he says, Mazriyam Yuchedas, etc., Pirish. Vahanach malachos dila'el, the previous malachos discussed earlier, chashuvos hein, v'daylahen pam achas bashana. Those malachos are considered chashuv, and it's enough for you to do them once a year. Dumya disriya unetia, just like planting is once a year, just like planting trees is once a year, you don't have to constantly do it. Avo kishkush, bahashka, bakishkush, which is hoeing, as well as hashka, which is watering. Ditzvichos tadir, which are constantly needed. You have to keep on doing them. Lo mikri avoda chashuva, umudr la sosan. That's not called an avoda chashuva, and therefore you're allowed to do it. So the Ran's point is to say that we distinguish between watering and hoeing and other acts of malacha. So Mishmeres HaShavias.
Is he basing that just how often you have to do them?
Yes, that's right. And we're going to come back to that definition later on. So hold that thought. Well, hold it for a while. But maybe a week, but we'll see. But the point is, he does distinguish, as Mishmeres HaShavias says, it's the Mishmeres HaShavias, his Paraktes HaArabes, footnote 2, I should say. His footnotes are in those numbers. But he says watering is unique because watering is an ongoing need. However, my problem is that that's not what the Ran is talking about. He's not talking about what you're allowed to do Mishum Hefsed there. He's talking about the issue of defining Avodas Sadeh V'Kerem. Right? When the Gemara there says that the Malacha that you're not allowed to do during Shavuos is Avodas Sadeh V'Kerem, so he asks, what counts as Avodas Sadeh V'Kerem? And his answer is, Avodas Sadeh V'Kerem is something that you do once, not something that is a constant thing. That has nothing to do with what you're going to permit due to Pseida. That's not the Ran's point. You follow? Remember the Gemara Moikatan? The Gemara said that the malachos that are prohibited during Shemitah, remember we said chalo, karma chalo, and the whole discussion, are avodah sadeh v'kerem, and that's what he's describing here. He's not talking about what's mishum seda, and as proof of it, take a look at the other piece I brought you here from the Ran in Source Yud Beis. The Ran Moikatan Beis Yud Beis, Rava Amar, Afilu tema rabbanan avos asa rachmana dahenuzriyo kitzira b'stei lavan izimiru b'tzira b'kerem aval toldos kigon hashkas haganu de kavasa lo asa rachmana. He's distinguishing between the avos de araisa and the toldos de rabbanan, and he says lo asa rachmana, the Torah did not prohibit those toldos. Rabbanan gazer al toldos v'sharu lehu b'makom pseida. The rabbanan are the ones who decreed the toldos, and they permitted them in a case of pseida. It's a blanket statement that all the toldos that are in the rabbanan are mutar mishum pseida. I mean, I realize that I'm giving you this run out of context. Yeah, maybe you want to take a look at the run himself in the original. But I think it's actually relatively clear that the Ran says that all toldos are mutter mishum pseida. All toldos derabanan are mutter mishum pseida.
Oh, and the fact that he isolates only two in Yud Aleph means that he's not talking about pseida? Is that right?
No, because his context there is a separate discussion. His discussion there is the fact that the Gemara defines the prohibited malachos as avoda chashuva. And having nothing to do with pseido, which malachos is the Torah saying I'm not allowed to do? And the answer is that which is avodah chashuva, as opposed to kishkush and hashka'ah that are not called avodah chashuva.
Isn't the whole context of that Gemara pseido? The whole premise of the Gemara is when it comes to doing malach on the Chol Moed, so therefore this is only tircha mishum pseido, it's permitted. And then the question is, but how can you allow anything on shvi'is if shvi'is is d'oraisa? No. That's the whole premise going in there, that we're dealing with pseida, even if it's not pseida, it's d'oraisa.
Take a look back at source Aleph, that's why I brought you that Gemara.
Yeah, I'm lots of looking.
So there, the Gemara challenges Rava, because Rava has made the statement that Zemira, Zeria, Bitsira, Katsira, that's what you're chayav for, other things not. And the Gemara says, is that really true? Velo, Vatanya, I have liability for other things. And in the course of saying what I am liable for in that brisa, he says, I might think, lo yikashkesh, lo yaader, lo yamali nekoy mayim, lo yase ugiyot lagfanim, Tamalomar sarchalos izra, zriya bechlal haisa, why do you specify zriya? Lama yasasa, lahakishe lea, lomar loch, ma zriya miuchedes, as avodah shabbasad of acherim, av kolshi avodah shabbasad of acherim, is going to be asr mid the oraisa. These other things are not asr mid the oraisa. To which his answer is, those are asr mid the rabbanon. But the point is that the distinction that he's making here, the distinction on which the Ran is commenting, is not about pseida. It's about what's asur mideo raisa and not asur mideo raisa. And he is defining which things are included in the isur de oraisa as avodah sada v'kerem. He's not talking about what's asur or mutter mishum pseida. That's not the context.
The whole Gemara is the context is pseida.
Yeah, but the braisa that he's only explaining the braisa. All the Ran is doing is explaining why this braisa distinguishes between hashka'ah and other things.
It matters because of that, whether or not it's dreis or kavan, it matters for pseida, but within the braisa itself, it doesn't talk about that. That's what you're saying. That it's just giving us dreis versus kavan.
Yeah. It's not, this braisa isn't talking about pseida. I don't think he's right. I'm sorry. But he's invoking a Ran that is explaining something that has nothing to do with pseida. That wasn't what the Ran was talking about. That wasn't what the Bryson was talking about. And when the Ran did talk about pseida, he said explicitly what I brought you in your base. Rabbanon Gazara told us for sure we'll look at pseida. He didn't say anything about Hashka specifically. In source your base. His next source, just to show you, another example of this, is the Ritva in Moed Katan, same sugya, dealing with nikush, right, not being permitted like watering is, because watering involves less strain. He says in source Yud Gimel, uparkina midrabanan ukras machta be'alma. That's our answer there, that those malachos are asur as if derabanan, not as deraisa. Im tomak. Menakesh, which is some form of getting rid of weeds, and mashke, where you are watering, are fundamentally the same. They are on the same level, we assume, as far as we know. And here they prohibit nichush, right, even rabbinically. So how is it that our Mishnah is going to allow you to be mashke the Beis Hashlachin? So he says, Yesh mitartzim, de braisa be Beis Habal Mairi. So some answer that the braisa is talking about a Beis Habal, which does not need which does not have the same needs as the Beis Hashlachin, and therefore we're not going to permit. V'lo nehira, but that does not appear to be correct. He says the answer is nichush involves a lot of effort. It's not like the watering that you need to do in your Beis HaShlachim. It requires more effort. So watering is less effort, and therefore it's going to be permitted. So the Mishmeres HaShvi'is is taste.
For Moed, that doesn't have anything to do with Shemitah, though, does it?
That is going to be... No, this is on the Shemitah discussion. I understand what you're asking.
Okay, he's saying Yesh Mitarz and Debrayza Bebayz Baal. Why? That's it's not about Seder. They're trying to say it's about Seder, but it's not. It's about Tircha. What does that have to do with Shemitah, though?
No, why is Tircha my standard for Shemitah?
Right, it doesn't make any sense. It does for Yantif, but not for...
Right. I hadn't thought at all about that. You're right. It's a funny thing. I don't know why that should be an issue, why Tircha should be an issue. What I was parachuting in this Ritva just to, because Mishmeres HaShvi'is uses it to show that the Ritva opposes permitting toldos for Pseida. He says watering is unique because it involves less strain than the other toldos. Why strain should be a factor, I don't know, unless you're going to now use that as your definition of Avodah Shabbasad of a Shabbakarim or something. But my problem with it was different. My problem is, if you take a look at Source Yadalid, where the Ritva says, Avos Asa Rachmana, Toldos Lo Asa Rachmana, right, that's the Gemara, Pirush, Barabbanan Hu De Gazur, Umishum Pseida Hu De Sharu Hashka, U De Kavasa. And because of Seda, they permitted Hashka as well as that which is like Hashka. If you believe that only watering is permitted because of Seda, then you don't add the word Ude Kavasa.
Right.
That's my problem.
Maybe is it open for both options. If you think that Menachesh is similar to watering, for you, however you do your gardening, Menachesh is similar to Hashka, then fine, you shouldn't be able to do it. But if you think that it's different...
But that's still an expansion beyond Hashka.
Of course.
So that's my problem with that. And then he also quotes the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, Aleph Yud Tes Yud Aleph. But frankly, I looked up the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, Aleph Yud Tes Yud Aleph, and all he did was quote the Rambam, HaChashmita V'Yovel Aleph Yud. There are typos in the Mishmeres HaShvi'is, so it could be he wanted to refer to something else. That's why I didn't even bring it here. There was no point. The only thing that I did see that would support what he's saying is in Imuke Yosef, which I don't recall him quoting, but the Muke Yosef is brought by the Chazarish, which I brought you in source. I just missed it. Source Tezvav. It's Chazarish Shvi'is Chavalof Yitzayin. The Ine Hanimuke Yosef Kam Kin Kasa V'Davka Hashka Asharia Deina Malacha Chashuva. It's not considered Malacha Chashuva. K'moshe Kasa V'Simin Yitzayin Sivkat and Chav. Amidivrei Harambam Mashma. And so on. But he said, the Nebuka Yosef says that Hashka'a is specifically the ones permitted, because Hashka'a is not Malacha Chashuva, therefore that's what's going to be allowed. So there you have, there you do have such a perspective that says only Hashka is permitted because of Pseida, other Malachas will not be permitted because of Pseida. In practice, the Chazon Ish says, we will indeed permit all of the Malachas derabanan mishum Pseida, as he writes in Source Tezayin, v'kevan shu trade derabanan, since bizman hazeh, it's now two derabanan that we're talking about, because we're only talking about Malachas derabanan in the first place. And because Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is a Derabanan. So therefore, Nerud Denaktina Mahaka V'plukta Derabvasa. So we'll be lenient on this Machlokes. And we'll permit Derabanans in general Bishub Seda. Okay. So, in terms of what you can do, Mishub Seda, acting to prevent Seda is fundamentally Dechuya. Right? It is not Hutra. It's not that all bets are off and you can do whatever you like. Rather, what it means is you have to do the minimum, but whatever the minimum is okay to do. The Chazon Ish makes this point in Yud Ches Dalid, contrasting it with Chol HaMoed, where he says whatever we're permitting on Chol HaMoed is not usur at all. It's mutter entirely. If it turns out to be on Chol HaMoed, you don't have to do anything in advance to prevent that from being so. However, when it comes to Shemitah, he says that's not true. So, for example, he writes in Source Yud Zayin, You have to weigh every task to see, is this needed to keep the tree from dying? If it's only for the sake of improvement, aser. If it can be done once and that's it, aser l'aser shtei pamim, so you're not allowed to do it twice. He says you would be obligated to do all the fertilizing and all the weeding that you can before Rosh Hashanah of that particular upcoming Shemitah year, that they won't need to do that during Shemitah. And even if what I do before Rosh Hashanah will not suffice for the year, I'll still have to do it again at some point. Nonetheless, to the extent that you can minimize what you need to do during Shemitah, you ought to. If you are able to delay until after Rosh Hashanah, so that's what you'd be obligated to do. That's what he writes. And the Mishmaris HaShemiyas on this also has something odd. He says watering is different. It's in Perek Tes, Sif Gimel. He says watering is different. I'm not clear on why. Not Avodah Chashuva, maybe? I don't know. Chazanish didn't say
this. You don't have to do any Chashvonos, you just water.
Yeah. Watering you do as you know, as it comes up, you don't have to say, well, I'm going to water on Erev Rosh Hashanah to make sure that I can skip a day, you know, a Tum Gedalia or whatever. Nothing. That's not a requirement. But again, I didn't see that in the Chazanish. I didn't see that elsewhere. I'm not sure what he's drawing on to say that. Can we define pseida? What exactly counts as pseida? So the Mabit I brought you above, they said that anything counts as pseida. In source Yud, he said Lashani Lambem pseida Rabel pseida Zuda. We don't distinguish between large or small losses, and the reason we don't distinguish between large and small losses is because if you're worried about the loss of a tree on the one hand, and on the other hand you're worried about the loss of vegetables, which are tiny, clearly any level of loss is considered to be significant. Further, it need not be a total loss. The Chazon Ish makes that point if you go to source number Yud Ches regarding rice. L'madnu mishnaseinu beis Yud de'orez b'chol makum kebeis hashlachin de'nifsed b'lo hashka'a. They view rice, which we know needs a lot of water, you talk about rice paddies, a lot of water is needed. So we view it as being like the Beis HaShlachan, which is going to die if you don't water it. V'nira de'eno nifsa legamri. He says the truth is, it isn't going to be lost entirely. K'shar tuas Beis HaShlachan, mamash. Like the grain in a real Beis HaShlachan. Ela shachacham hichriyu deshir shumafsid mikri pseida. But the Chacham said, well, whatever percentage is involved in the loss of rice, I guess that counts as pseida. That's your, it doesn't need to be a total loss. And similarly, he writes regarding trees in Source Yates, V'lachin b'makom hefsid, shiyamus kol eitz, and the bracketed line is his, not mine, oshi paznu kol aperos, yesh lismoch lahakil b'chol elu. He says, in a case of loss where the entire tree is going to die, or all the fruit is going to die, actually, there it is, all. It's not a most. For some reason, I written in my notes most, but the truth is, he doesn't write most. He writes all. Call up Eros. All right. He says that would count. But I guess I'm going to draw on the rice thing to say it doesn't need to be total. One thing, though, that they do impose as a limitation is it has to be communal. And I'm not sure I understand exactly what they're saying here, but I'll show you what they say. The Chazon Ish writes in Yud Ches Dalet, it's in source Chav, Ve'ein lanu ela dvarim hakololim es harabim. He says, this applies only to issues that affect the community. I'm translating rabim as the community. But if it's only private, then that's not permitted in the case of pseidah. It gives you the quote, etc., where it says the reason why we permit it is because the land will become desolate and so on. It sounds like they didn't permit it for the sake of an individual's loss. So, he says, it's not like Chol HaMoed, because in Chol HaMoed, we don't ask the question of why did they permit it, and the answer is, because otherwise everything will be ruined. It's only for Shemitah that there is such a concern. So, I'm not clear on what this line means. I can see two different ways to understand this. Way one to understand this is, my field is going to be afflicted, but that's only a very small amount, and therefore I'm not allowed to do this.
Even if it's the whole field.
Even if it's the whole field. The other way to take it, which I think is the right way to take it, is it's a problem that is a common problem. It's not about what my field constitutes in terms of the Jewish people as a whole. Because I think that's insane. To give that explanation. You're going to tell me that I have to own a lot of land in order for someone would have to say that a lot more explicitly. What he's saying is it has to be a common problem such that if people did not deal with this in general, the land would all be desolate. I think that's what he's saying.
Like your little vegetable garden in the backyard is that.
Right.
Also, but the first reason when you said that it's a small amount, so not to do this, doesn't that just contradict what was said above, where he said that even if it was a small loss?
Yeah, you are able to. See, yeah, I think it has to be common law, a common problem. I would think so. He also notes I brought this earlier last week, I believe. Yes, if you take a look back at source tests. Starting from the middle of the Chazon Ish there, Shvi'is Chaf Hey. Well, that should be the whole thing, because he's going to include the point about it being Ma'or Prati. He said, B'simi Yuchesiv Katan Dalet, Kasavnu Miloshon HaRambam, Delor Mecham Kolel, right, this is what we just read. What he's quoting, Yuches Dalet, is what we just read. So he quotes that, Sharina Malach HaShvi'is B'Zmanazeo B'Toldos, right, if it's B'Kolel, if it's something that affects everybody, or it's a common problem, as we're now explaining it. Elamanu Chacham Im Mashi Tiru. He says it's not permitted for an individual in a case that happens to be unique to him. His has a problem. Let me give an example of this, of what I'm seeing talking about. So let's say his field is, he's growing something that is particularly delicate, and because of circumstances, not even of the crop, but circumstances of the field itself, the balance in his soil is such that they really need you to do X. Most people's soil would not. So that's where he's saying you wouldn't be justified in doing it. But the key part that I wanted to get to is this. Even when you're dealing with a common problem, lo hakol hitiru, they didn't permit everything. They didn't allow you to smoke out the worms, right? Fumigation. Or to rub stuff on the branches on the produce to keep the birds from eating it, kidisparam, etc. So certain malachos are permitted, but certain are not. We shouldn't assume that all things are going to be mutter. The last point that I wanted to make within this is what he brings. I've read it here from Tezayin Yud Dalid. It's in Source Kabbalah. V'safik she'aved havi kedavar ha'avud vaday. When we talk about it being a pseida issue, what if I'm not sure? So he says, that's okay. If you think it might be lost, that is considered to be like a pseida situation. Because the Chachamim were careful about the property of Klal Yisrael, and he still give you a proof for the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, right? For me to restore a lost item. What is the mitzvah? Something is standing out there in the open, and we don't know whether it'll continue to be safe or not. We don't know whether the guy's going to be able to come back and find it or not. Therefore, I have a mitzvah, go bring it back for him. So he says, suffix is good enough. Now, it's funny that he brings Hashavas Aveda as his source, because that's not our source for Hefsid calculations, as we'll see in a moment. Nonetheless.
Isn't it obvious? I mean, if you're not going to base it on something, then it's going to be too late. Mm-hmm. And what, are you going to wait for all the fruit to die and then...
Yeah, I don't know what his alternative is.
Like, every case almost, meaning, it's all based on something. Could we know for sure what's going to be? No, is it not based on projection?
I mean, there's a difference between vadai and vadai. You know what I mean?
Right, but it's all, meaning, everything is almost based on projection. Oh, you know, it's going to be too hot. You know, you're not waiting
until... Yeah, I hear you. The other just added note that I'm going to throw in that isn't directly relevant to what we've been saying, but just because the Chazon Ish mentions it in Source Chav Beis, is that when we say Hefsed permits these things, the worker hired by the farmer, is allowed to do all these things. It doesn't have to be your personal hefsed in order for this intervention to be justified. Right? Din ha'pol k'din balabayis, he says, and whatever it is that the balabayis is allowed to do, the pol is allowed to do. So,
because we're focused on the field, or because he's some sort of shliach, or what?
Yeah, he's acting as his shliach. Yeah. So, why does Pseida permit all of these things? In other words, if it's usher, it's usher. What's the heter for it? So we said the Rabbanan didn't decree the Isurim in this circumstance. So here I just wanted to bring you two of the key sources on Hefsed to understand. Josh already, this is old news for us. We had a series of Shurim last year on Heterei Hefsed, Hefsed Meruba. But the sources that I bring you here are two of the anchor sources for permitting things, Makom Hefsed. One is from Negayim, in source Chav Gimel. When the Kohen goes to the house and declares the house to be Tsaruah, so he first says, clear out the house. Upinu as Habayis, take everything out. The Torah tells you to do that. So the Gemara says, V'tziva Kohen Upinu as Habayis, the Kohen shall instruct and they'll clear out the house, meaning, V'afilu Chavilei Eitzim, V'afilu Chavilei Kanim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, even bundles of wood, bundles of reeds, just that those things should not be declared Tamei. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Esek Hu Lepinoi. The Rabbi Shimon asks, and added in brackets, you needed a pasuk to tell me, you know, go out and clear these things. Rather, Om Rabbi Meir, Vechimam et Hamelo. Im Tamar Kli Eitzav, Ubegadav, Umat Chosav, Mat Bilan Vein Taurin. He says, what are you worried about having become Tame? If you're talking about Kalim made of wood, clothing, metal, dip them in the mikvah and you're done. Amacha sahatara. So what was the Torah worried about when it said Upinu es habayis? Al klei cherso, v'al pacho, v'al tviv. Right? Which is, as I added in brackets, a klei cheres that has a very narrow opening, like when you think of like the soy sauce jars where they have the little thing at the top so you can only get a drop out at a time. They don't take that off because the next time somebody opens the bottle, they're not going to realize it's not on there and they're going to pour out the whole bottle of soy sauce. So the, I'm just saying, but the Mishnah in the Negayim says that the Torah's mercy is on these things that are insignificant. Right? The other things you can just dip in the mikvah. In ka chasa Torah amono abazui, if the Torah is so concerned for one's insignificant assets, kavachomer amono achaviv. In kachamono, kavachomer al nefesh banav ugnosav. How much more so on the lives of one's children? In kachashal rasha, kavachomer al tzadik. Right, this guy is the mitzvah. Yeah, and he's such a mitzvah that his house gets saras. Nonetheless, we're gonna be concerned for his property. So that's one source for the idea that the chachamim are supposed to be careful about hefsid. The other key source, which has there are significant differences in terms of which source I take, it has ramifications that we're not going to go into right now, but know that there are differences, and you can listen to the shiur from last year to see them. But source Chav Dalet from Menachas, Tan Rabbanan. V'lakachta soles v'avisa osa. Talking about the lechem haponim, that you have the showbread every week. So the Torah says, you shall get flour and bake it. Melamed shenikre soles. That teaches me that the Kohanim are actually supposed to acquire it as flour and then make it into the dough. Uminayin shafilu chitin. How do I know that they can even buy it as wheat? Tamalomar v'lakachta. The Torah says, you shall purchase it. So therefore, whatever you purchase, mikol makom, you're allowed to buy it even when it is raw grain, which will be cheaper than buying flour, because now you're not paying for the value added of having somebody having ground it up. Yachalat b'shar menachos kein. I might think that's true for other menachos as well. No. Tambalomar osa. The Torah says, this is the one that you buy as grain. Mipnei achisachon. In order to save money. My mipnei achisachon, what does that mean? Amar b'lazer, atarach chasam amon shal Yisrael, that they shouldn't have to buy the fine flour every single week. Eicha remiza? How do I know? Where is your source for the Torah being concerned about people's money? Vichsevish kisas ha'idav es bi'iram. Because when the water emerges, right, from the rock, Hashem says to Moshe, you shall give the people to drink and also their animals to drink. So that is a statement of, I'm looking out for the animals too, and I'm going to provide water for your property as well. So there's a difference between the Menachos case and the Negayim case, which we're not going to go into right now. My point is only that this is how we know to be making Mishum Pseida. And it's a very important point that goes far beyond our topic of Shemitah. The Beis Halevi, though, gives a different slant on why Pseida permits it. And I wasn't entirely sure what he was saying, and that's why I just brought it here and said, let's work through this. This is Shur's Beis Halevi, as you see, Gimel Aleph Yud Aleph. V'lo yitiru lahashkos, he says, the V'lo yitiru lahashkos, I'm just looking at my notes here. For some reason I numbered it here as Ches Aleph, not Yud Aleph. I think it's Ches. I think the Yud is a mistake. I think I'm probably right in the part that I have in my notes. But that is strange. I'll have to look that up and see. But V'lo yitiru lahashkos rak beis hashlachin mishum she'im lo yashkua tiskalkel kol hasadeh. He says, they only permitted you to water the Beis HaShlachin, because if you didn't do it, the entire field would be lost. V'zeh l'shon HaRambam, he quotes you the Rambam on it, we'll jump the Rambam's line. Aval ma she'yi l'bal ha'sadeh menias rebach v'choser parnas alo itiru. But they're not going to permit you to do watering in order to avoid loss of profit. That they're not going to allow. It's where you're losing your keren, right? Just like we talk about the Dabar HaAved on Chol HaMoed, right? You're not allowed to engage in business in order to make money, just to avoid losing money.
Why does he need to say Choser Parnasa?
It's Shigra Delishna. Medias Rabba, Choser Parnasa go together. Daharei zeu ikra chiluk shemid beis hashlachin du pseida hitiru u beis habal deleka pseida rak miyas reva chaser lahashkos. He said that's what the difference is between beis hashlachin and beis habal. We'll allow you to water the beis hashlachin because that really needs it. It'll be destroyed without it. The beis habal has water. So therefore, it's just, you know, it won't do as well. Too bad. Ukumavur kol zavah hadivikamah reish moy katan. V'od, and then he says, and further, lo nimtza b'shum makom sheyomru demutter mishum hefsed meruba, rak hecha dehahefsed b'mitzad siba acheres. This is sort of like, you know what this is like? This is like Tosfos on Derabbanans, mishum tzar. Tosfos writes that Derabbanans don't apply b'makom tzar, only if the tzar is external. If the tzar is built into the Derabbanan, we're not going to permit it. So the classic example of that is medicine on Shabbos, where we say that you tell me, well, I should be allowed to take medicine because I'm uncomfortable, and makom tzar lo gozer rabbanon. But when they decreed you can't take medicine, they understood full well that was what they were decreeing, that people would be makom tzar. It has to be more than that, you know, confined to the bed or whatever it is as your standard. So that's what he's doing here. He says, the only time we're going to permit for hefsed is if the hefsed comes from something external. I added in the bracketed phrase, chutzman ha-mitzvah atzma. Ukumo beis ha-shlachin, like the beis ha-shlachin case. Da'asadet tiskal kel, because the field is going to be ruined. V'kil kula shal ha-sadet alonitz davinu aleha. Ve'enu me'etzem ha-mitzvah. Your mitzvah is not have your field get ruined. Right? Your mitzvah is make your field open for people to take and don't work your field.
So the kukul is sorry, like nofa l'mishka for...
I guess so, yeah. It's the more extreme. Aval ma sheyi aminias harevach ha-yidei zeh sheyim na mizroa sadehu harei zeh etzem ha-mitzvah she'etzav shel lizroa. The fact that I can't plant, that's what the Torah said. V'chol ha-monea mizroa hu minias harevach, keeping someone from planting is preventing profit. Ha'ech not tir lo, kevin dezeu be'etzem ha-yisr. How are we going to permit that? That's what the yisr is. He says, if you have some guy who's a mortgage broker, or not a mortgage broker, someone who's a lender, right? And he says, well, that's how I make my money. Well, the broker is the sarsur case. But the we'll say to him, well, we'll permit you ribis derabbanon, because that's how you make your living? No, that's the isser. People who say, had Moshe understood that this is what you make money, they wouldn't have written this isser. Right? Our economy has changed, and now you should be allowed to do this. Sorry, pal. But in terms of what we're talking about here, in terms of Shemitah, what he seems to be saying, if I understand him correctly, is that that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not for the field to be destroyed. That's why it's permitted. You follow? Okay. So this is all under the rubric of Hesed.
I feel like what he's almost saying is that whenever you talk about hefsed, whenever you talk about hefsed with respect to Shemitah, hefsed has to mean what he calls the Nizrevah with Chosin and Parnassah, because the whole mitzvah is not working your land. Like, by definition, well, unless depending on the Bracha and the Torah, but you assume almost by definition that means there is going to be some sort of Seda.
Yes.
It's almost like the way you're going to define Seda in this context that can only be Chosin Parnassah, as opposed to. In I don't know how it would apply, maybe something else, but let's say for Hefsim Ruba Basar B'Challa, maybe it would be a different definition because
there is no built-in Hefsim at all. Right. So that's what I was wrestling with here, is on the one hand, he's saying something fairly straightforward about the distinction between Hefsim and Yaz Revach, but on the other hand, he's mixing in this element of what is core to the mitzvah and what is not core to the mitzvah. And that's what, that confuses me a little bit. I'm not entirely clear on what he's done here. But the next division that we have to go through is the division of okme ilana, and acts that are permitted for the sake of maintaining a tree, as opposed to acts that are for the sake of improving its health. So that brings us back to the Gemara in Moed Katan Gimel Amud Aleph once again, which I transplanted, so to speak, down to here in Source Chavav, where the Gemara asks, "Velo, these other malachas aren't prohibited." Vatanya, what about this brisa? Lachala yakashkesh tachas azesim liyadu tachas agafanim. You tell me you can't do these things with the trees, and we end up saying, "No, that which is permitted is that which is prohibited is avodah shevasada v'shevakerem." That's what we are going to prohibit. And the Gemara then asks, and this is the key point for us: "V'kishkush b'shvius mishari." You're telling me that kishkush is permitted because it's not avodah shevasada v'kerem. It has a biblical, you know, midyaraisa, obviously, because all these things in the braisa we say are also midyarabanan. But is kishkush going to be permitted midyaraisa? Vaksiv vashviyis tishmetenam unetashta. You shall leave it alone and abandon it. Tishmetenam milakashkesh. And we say on that, leave it alone, not to ha unetashta milasakel, and don't remove the stones. So Amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama, Trei Kishkushei Havu. So Rav Ukva Bar Chama answers, there are two different types of kishkush. Chad Avruye Ilana, one is to improve the tree's strength. Bari doesn't really mean healthy in Aramaic. Bari refers to somebody being strong. Sometimes it's even used to refer to somebody who's very large, that connoting strength, Rubenesque. So, chad, avruye ilana, the chad, satume pili. The other one is if you're just sealing up cracks. Avruye ilan asur, if you're doing the hoeing in order to improve the tree's health, improve the tree's strength, that's asur. Satume pili, if you're just doing it to shuffle the dirt around, to fill in the cracks, that is going to be shari, that is going to be mutter. So that's one place where we see this distinction. Second place we see this distinction, and the Gemara that's most quoted on this, is Rosh Chav Zayin, Avodah Zarah Nun Amud Beis. Amar Yosef Barabba. Ikla Rabba Bar Yirmiya La'asrein. Rabba Bar Yirmiya came to our area. Ba'asa Ba'isi Masnisa B'yada. He taught the following lesson. Masliyanu Mezamin B'shvias. You're allowed to remove worms and to do the Zuhama. Remember, we talked about last week what Mezamin is. It's they would apply Zebel, essentially, in Shemitah to the branch, particularly where there was a wound, where there was a cut, an injury to the tree, so they would apply this to the surface. He said, you're allowed to do that during Shemitah. Ve'en masliyanu mezamin b'moed, but not during cholamoed. Kan v'kan ein megazmin. In both cases, you're not allowed to be megazim, not magzim, which is a different thing. You're not allowed to be megazim, which is to lop off a branch in order to cause other branches to grow around it. That you're not allowed to do. V'sachin shemen legazum. If you have an injury to the tree where somebody already did the gizum, then you're allowed to rub oil on it, which apparently is a treatment for the site. So he says that's what Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah said. Veles nagar velo bar nagar diyafrikine. Literally, we don't have a carpenter or the son of a carpenter to explain it. Rashi explains, as I noted there, a chacham. It means he brought this brisa. We don't know what he's talking about. So Amar Avina, ana lo nagarana velo bar nagarana. He says, I'm not the Talmud Chacham you want. I'm not even a small Talmud Chacham. Bar is often used to imply something that is smaller than, like the, I think it's the Ran and the Darim, it says Bas Kol, means it's a small voice. That's the idea. Because it's only heard by those who it's for, as opposed to a voice that everybody can hear. That's Bas Kol. It's a small voice. So he says, but I'm going to explain it. Micah postulate. What's the problem with this brisa in the first place, he asks. Ilema moed ashvias kakashale. If you're going to tell me that the objection is, why is it mutter in shmita, but aser in cholamoed, right? Maishna shvias desharing, maishna moed aser, midami. You can't compare shvias and cholamoed. Shvias malach aser rachmanet tir chashari. Right, as we noted before, moed afilu tirchanami aser. In shmita, you're not allowed to do malacha. You are allowed to do tircha. Cholamoed, you're not even allowed to do tircha. So obviously, it'll be aser cholamoed and mutter during shmita. That's not a problem. Ve'ela zium agizum kakashile. And if your objection is that why is it that we're going to permit zium, but we're going to prohibit gizum? Maishna zium deshoyim maishna gizum deaser midami. Once again, they're not comparable. Zium okume ilana vishari. Zium is for maintaining the health of the tree. Right, you're patching it up in order to maintain the health. Gizum avrei ilana, whereas gizum is to cause it to grow stronger, v'aser. So that's not a problem either. Ve'ela zium azium kakashale. No, he has a different problem, and that is that this brisa seems to contradict another brisa. Diksani maslina mizamin b'shvias. This brisa says you are allowed to be mizahim. Very many. Mizamin is hanatios v'korchan osan v'kodman osan v'oslan batam mashvin osan ad Rosh Hashanah. Another brisa says that these tasks, including zuama, or zihum, I should say, are only mutter until Rosh Hashanah. Ad Rosh Hashanah in b'shvias lo, not in shmita proper. So, what's the answer? V'dilma k'd Rav Hukva Bar Chama. Maybe it's the same thing that Rav Hukva Bar Chama said. Dam Rav Hukva Bar Chama, tre kishkushei havu. Just like we said in Moed Katan, there are two types of kishkush. Chad l'avru ilana v'aser v'cham l'thetume pili v'shari. That was his statement over there. So too here. Hachanami, tre zi amumei havu. Chad l'okume ilana v'shari v'chad l'avru ilana v'aser. One is to maintain the tree's health, and one is to improve the tree's health. Clear? Okay. Last source I bring you is just the Rishalmi's version of this. In Chaches, Mishnah says, Mizamin is anetios, you're allowed to do the zihum, the korchanos, and you could wrap them, kovanos, and to cut off, vos, and lambatim, mashka, fine. The Gemara on that, Mizamin is anetios, says, mas nisin di Rebbe, or alternatively, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, there's a machlokas about that. Brum, kerabanan mizamin maslian bishvias. But according to the Rabbanan, this one said you're only allowed to do it until Rosh Hashanah. But he says, according to the Rabbanan, you're allowed to do it in Shemitah itself. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yehuda boy, the following question. Ma bein hamizahim la'osa labayis. What's the difference between mizahim and osa lahem batim, where you're telling me that you're not allowed to do batim during Shemitah? The osan lambatim is understood as creating some kind of barrier around the tree that will act to provide shade. There are different versions of what's done. According to the Rambam, it seems like it's a very tall thing. Others indicate otherwise. But but he says, what's the difference between mizahim and osala bayis? Hamizahim eino ela kemoshiv shomer. Bayis osala tsel negidela machmasan. The mizahim, what you're doing is just like you're protecting it from harm. Osalabayis is already improving it. That's avruye. That's the idea. So this is the same okume avruye idea, even though the Yerushalmi is not using those words. But it's the same principle. Clear?
What would we say osalabayis
mean? Osalabayis is you create some kind of a wall around it to shade it. And the Nosei Kelim on the Yerushalmi think that it's a low thing. It's just shading the roots.
Why should that be asher in the first place? What are you doing to the karka? That should be asher in the first place.
And the answer is not, but it's improving the health of the tree. Even though you're not touching the tree. We're going to get to the question of touching the tree versus not touching the tree in a little bit. But he's saying, yes, even that's asher. Which is not novel, by the way. That's actually Osla Batim, like I said, is brought in the Rambam. The language in the Rambam worth seeing. Hang on.
Some people question things like opening the blinds on Shabbos. Not that, in terms of trees.
Right. They talk about that. If it's specifically for the sake of the growth of the plant, then I think Shur Shabbos is against.
Oh, really?
I think so. I remember looking it up at one point, and I remember him saying you're not allowed to. Yeah, the Rambam writes in Shemitah V'yovel Gimel Tes that you're only allowed to do it ad Rosh Hashanah. Correct. And which one of the Mefreshim was it who I saw. One of the classic ones said that Badim here is like a tall thing. Yeah. If you look at the Rikorkus on it, so he says, Osin Badim Hutzel Aleihem Lahagimen Hashemesh Vahamatar. So, yeah, it's a very tall thing. And if you look in the Derech Amunah there, he's the one who clarifies. He says, Oslem Batim, Oslem Tzeh L'Hasich M'Neh Geshem B'Hashem Shleh Zikum. He says, V'yesh M'Farshim, Geder Amos V'yoseihen. Some say it's only an Amma tall. U'malin Oso Ofer, and you fill it with dirt. V'yesh Omer Bayis Mamash L'Tzeh. V'yesh M'Farshim, Geder Saviv L'Shomro Me'Hakor. Which is a whole other, that's a whole other way to look at it. But everybody else is saying, yes, it's not about affecting the tree physically. It's entirely an external action. Okay. So why is it that okume would be permitted? Hefsid, we have these global concepts, right? As well, global concepts of not being gozer makom hefsid, like we explained. As well as the specific Shemitah point about distinguishing between Hefsid and Revach. But is La'okme something different? Is La'okme a different animal? So the answer is there are two different approaches. Rashi's approach, and apparently the Rambam's approach, is that it's just another instance of Pseda. That's really all that it's about. If you take a look at Rashi, in Chavtas, I brought you the line in the Gemara about Avruye Ilana versus Okume Ilana, the Trekish Kushe Havu. So Rashi writes on Situme Pili Shari that you're allowed to do it to fill in the cracks. The Isbe Mishum Pseida. Because of Pseida. So the Kishkush, which we said is Mutter because it's just Situme Pili, which is Okume, right? You're just maintaining the tree. Rashi says, why? Pseida. The language of the Rambam is generally understood to be saying the same thing. That it's about Pseida, Rambam Echashmita V'yogal Aleph Yud needs to permit it because otherwise Teyaseh Ha'aretz Melecha, which is Pseida language. However, the alternative approach brought by the Chazon Ish as its main vocal proponent, is that it's because Avoda that is La'okume Ilana, maintaining the tree, is not called Avoda Sadeh V'Kerem in the first place. That's not how we look at it. This seems to be subject to a machlokas we've shown him regarding how I explain what Avoda Sadeh V'Kerem is. We saw the Ran already above, right? I transplanted it down to here in Lamed Aleph. I'm getting a mileage out of that pun. In Lamed Aleph, where he told me that it's whether it's Pamachas Bashana or something that's done regularly. If it's done Pamachas Bashana, then it's considered to be an Avoda, it's considered to be an Avoda Chashuva that you're not allowed to do. That was the explanation of the Ran. But others say that the key factor, in fact, is Okume Ilana. Indeed, Rashi himself says this in Avodah Zarah. If you take a look at Sar Lamed Beis, he's talking about the fact that we permitted you to rub oil on the spot where the tree has been cut. Kadesh lo yamos ha'ilan im nigzam kodem l'chein, so the tree won't die, assuming that the tree was cut beforehand, before Shemitah. Malacha shehi avodas karka asa rachmana. He says, the malacha that is work on the land, the Torah prohibited. Vahani lav malachas karka nenu. This is not called malachas karka. Why? De okume ilana be'alma hu shelo yamus. Because you're just maintaining the tree so that it won't die. Vein mashbicho le'ilan elamamida b'kmos shehi. You're not improving it. You're just setting it up as it is. So it keeps its status quo. So it sounds like Rashi is saying, okume ilana is not called avodas sadeh v'kerem in the first place. Not that it's mutar mishum pseida. No? Is that not a very clear message in Rashi?
Yeah, but so is the other one.
Yeah, problem. It's a machlokes rishonim. You mean within Rashi himself?
Rashi himself
said that it is Rashi. Yes, Rashi believes this whole thing is all one ball of wax, I guess. But if you take a look at the Ritva, also he has the same idea that Rashi just expressed, that Okume Ilana is not called Avodah Sadeh V'Kerem on that line of Situme Pili Shari that you're allowed to fill in the cracks. Pirush She'eno Elo Okume Be'alma. It is just to maintain the tree. Shalo Yikaneis Hashemesh Bein Habekayim. Velo Chashiva Avoda. And therefore it is not called Avoda. Aval Yesh Kishkush L'Chazeka Ilma Hashbicho V'Chashiva Avoda V'Asir. There is Kishkush, that is, to strengthen the tree and improve the tree, and that's called Avoda. So I think it's very clear that you actually have two different perspectives within what is considered the avoda, and one of those is that lo kume ilana is not called the avoda that is prohibited, and indeed, so writes the Chazon Ish. If you take a look at Source Lamed Dalet from Yud Zayin Chaf, he says, "V'lo nesar b'shvias ala melacha hamashbachas or mashbachas es hakarka lezria olitzmicha." It's only usur if it is something that improves the ground for the sake of planting and growth. V'ugiot, as far as the ditches under the grapevine, hechsher lemayim. That is a way to enable the water to travel. Aval hein atzman lav shevachu, but they don't actually, in and of themselves, improve anything. And therefore, you're allowed to make the ugiot even during Shemitah for the sake of after Shemitah. Because it's not fundamentally one of the malachos that is prohibited during Shemitah. It was never under it. I don't need to argue hafseid. It's entirely mutter. And indeed, we saw this last week, the Chazon Ish expresses shock at the Rambam. Right? When the Rambam says the only reason these are permitted is Teyaseh Ha'aretz Melecha and so on, he says, what are you talking about? These are mutter even without Pseida. Remember the Aleph Tes, Aleph Tes, Aleph Yud that we saw in the beginning of last week's shir. So, having now said that Okume may even be something completely separate from Pseida, so my next question is, which levels of malacha are you going to permit for the sake of la'okume? So the general trend is, rabbinic malachos are going to be mutter la'okume, and the Rash seems to say this fairly clearly on Beis Dalet in Shavuos, when he writes, Mishnah said, Mizaminus hanetios korchanosan kotminosan ba'osan batim mashnosan ad Rosh Hashanah. We've already seen this before. So the Rash writes, Ba'avodas ilan asur lamed yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Granted that you're supposed to stop working on the trees 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, going back to the time of the Mikdash. Ha'chashari, here it's mutter shalo yamusu anetios, that they don't die. Dahanach avodas dirabbanan him, because these are dirabbanan in the first place. And they didn't make their gezerah on this case. Now, he didn't say the word okume or avruye, but he says that they don't die. That is okume. Whether it's because of hefsed or whether it's because it's a thing on itself, I don't care. But the point is, that which is, in order to keep the tree alive, is going to be mutter. So that's brought, we already saw the Gemara Avodah Zarah Nunamud Beis about the rubbing oil on the stump where it was cut. The Maril Diskin brings it regarding hoeing to remove weeds. I brought it for you in Sars Lamed Zayin. He says, Bistei Ilan, Im Yesham Esev Hanikra, I don't know what this is, Inzil. I don't know if he's using a Yiddish word or what. But he says, in a field of trees, if you have a certain type of grass, V'yadua ki hu nichrach ba'ares svivei hasharashim, it wraps itself around the roots, umiyavsham, and dries them out by drawing out their moisture. V'hu begefanim, it affects grapevines, ube esrogim, v'domeim, v'imkein havi okme ilana, so getting rid of this grass is okme ilana, umutur l'sharesh achar esav zeh l'sharsho b'chom mekom motzo, you can get rid of this grass wherever you find it. V'amed v'ram amurim, when do we say you're allowed to do it? Ayidei hamalacha hanikra, and there is a Yiddish word pretty clearly, she'eno rak chofer u'mesharesh achara esiv halazeh, where all you're doing is digging after that grass. Aval ayidei harisha asur kevin she'esh harin deo shudda oraisa. You would not be allowed to plow the surface in order to accomplish this, because many views, as we discussed ages ago, say that harisha is biblically prohibited. So he says that only that which is derabanan is mutter for the sake of okume ilana.
You just use a little hand tool, go weed by weed.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we might distinguish, this goes back to what I was saying to Josh before, we might distinguish where the task involves gufo shel ilan, the body of the tree itself. The Rambam in Shemitah v'Yovel, I brought it for you in Lamed Ches, does not allow zuama. The Rambam says, we're not going to allow you to protect saplings by rubbing some kind of zuama on it to keep the birds away. That we're not going to let you do. He says, you're not going to be allowed to do that. Even though it's established in the Yerushalmi Shviis that we saw before as Okme Ilana. So how am I supposed to address this? What's the what's the answer? So the Mishmeres Hashviyas, who's the one who brings this, I guess maybe you could have answered him and said that that Mizahamin the Rambam is talking about is one which is, that's the Avruya Yilana one, not the Okame one.
Didn't the Gemara already distinguish those two types of soil?
Yes, so the question is, which one is the one that he's talking about? Maybe not, because when he says Oselo Bayis and Hamazayim Einu Alekim Moshiv Shomer, this sounds like it's Moshiv Shomer. I don't know. But you have to go back and look. This I took this out of the Mishmeres Hashviyas, and I didn't think about that as a possible answer, so I'd have to look and see why he says that this one for sure is one of the Okame ones. But that's his assumption. But the Mishmeres Hashviyas writes in Source Mem, the, Source Lamites, Umakom Acher Nisbaru Devarav Shekosha Osek Be'ilan Chasher Avodas Ha'ilan Ve'asur Verach Satume Pili Shari Shesosim Hanekom Shevekarka Ve'eno Avodas Ha'ilan. He says as long as you're involved with the tree itself, it's called Avodas Ha'ilan, and you're not allowed to do it. Sealing the cracks is okay because it's in the ground, it's not in the body of the tree proper. That he says is the distinction. He also contends that that's why the Rambam needs to give the Erez Melecha justification for watering, because it's Gufo Shel Ilan, it's the body of the tree. I'm not sure. I'm not sure also for a completely separate reason that I wrote here, but I think that my reason that I wrote here is wrong. I'm going to erase what I wrote. But, alright, we're going to have to stop with that.
Why would we make a distinction between touching the tree itself or doing a hold of the karka? Either way, isn't it, either way you're doing, what would be the distinction between touching the tree itself or touching